Thank you and good morning. Elevated serum IgG antibody to pertussis toxin after 2 weeks of cough is suggestive of recent Bordetella pertussis infection. But historically, IgG-positive pertussis reports in Colorado were not investigated because of concerns among public health staff and providers about the limited utility of the test. Involvement in EIP, enhanced pertussis surveillance, led to a statewide change whereby all serology-positive pertussis reports were investigated. During 2014, Colorado analyzed the outcomes of cases reported through IgG serology amid an ongoing outbreak of pertussis. Pertussis cases are reported to state or local health departments following a positive pertussis result and maintained in a disease reporting database. Following notification, relevant clinical information is collected through an interview with the patient and the patient's physician. The patient is assigned a case status based on CSTE case definitions or removed from the database if they're found not to meet the CSTE case definition. This shows the total number of reports by year and type of test. Most cases were reported following a positive PCR. The yellow block shows the additional 277 reports that were investigated after including IgG serology as a case-finding method. This shows the total number of reports compared to the total number of cases counted before IgG serology and after. Prior to 2014, 61 to 77% of reported cases met the clinical case definition compared to 80% during 2014. We first wanted to ascertain how physicians were using IgG testing. We found that in contrast to our assumptions, physicians were ordering IgG for immunity. In contrast to our assumption that most physicians were ordering IgG to test for immunity, most patients, or 79% with a positive IgG, did have some sort of cough illness, though fewer than those who were PCR positive, or 94%. In fact, of those with a cough illness, a majority of patients who were IgG positive, or 69%, have been coughing for at least 2 weeks, and 41% have been coughing for over 4 weeks. In most cases, IgG was being used appropriately to diagnose a cough illness greater than 2 weeks. We then compared how many PCR-positive reports met the case definition compared to IgG-positive reports. Among the PCR-positive cases, 86% met the clinical case definition and were included in our case count. Of the 277 IgG-positive reports, 62% were counted as a case, so an additional 172 cases, or 14% of the total, were ascertained from investigating IgG-positive cases. We then looked at the cases by age group and found that a majority of the cases added were in the 19 to 39 years age group and the 40 and over age group. We then looked at the difference between PCR and IgG-positive cases that met the case definition. PCR-positive cases had a shorter duration of cough at the time of testing, were younger, and were more likely to report post-stressive vomiting. They were also less likely to live in a rural county, suggesting that resources for PCR testing may be more available in urban areas. Antibiotics were recommended for at least one contact for 91% of PCR-positive cases, compared to 59% of IgG-positive cases. An average of 10.7 persons connected to a PCR-positive case received antibiotics, compared to an average of 1.8 persons compared to an IgG-positive case. This is not surprising, since IgG-positive cases tend to present later in the course of illness when post-exposure antibiotics are likely of limited benefit. We then stratified IgG-positive reports by cough duration at the time of testing. We found that for those who were tested early, or less than 2 weeks after cough onset, 55% met case definition. 88% of those who had been coughing between 2 and 4 weeks at the time of testing were counted as cases, and 95% of patients who were coughing over 4 weeks were counted as a case. This shows some features of IgG-positive cases by cough duration at the time of testing. There was little difference among IgG-positive cases by cough duration in terms of age and clinical features of pertussis, such as paroxysmal cough, hoop, or post-stressive vomiting. A greater percentage of cases who were tested earlier in their illness were from rural areas. As expected, antibiotics were recommended more often for cases that had been coughing for less time and for contact in association with cases that had been coughing for less time. Of concern, 78 cases who had been coughing over 4 weeks were recommended to receive antibiotics. They likely have little value at this point. Here are some challenges, and I'll skip to conclusions. So some physicians still use IgG testing when PCR would be more appropriate. Reported cases can result in inappropriate use of antibiotics. The increase in reports does add to the burden of disease. And I'll just skip here. Thank you.